A quick note before this episode begins. This episode contains mention of suicide, mental health issues, and/or disorders, and eating disorders. Listener discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Teen Debates. My name is Burke, and I'll be your host today. This episode, we'll talk about how social media companies are under fire and parents are trying to claim $750 million. First, a little bit of backstory. A while ago, parents started suing Meta, TikTok, and YouTube because they claim that the app is addictive and that the companies know that they're directly targeting children and young teens to stay on the app. They're suing because of mental health concerns and, yeah, being addicted, which seems pretty obvious. A disclaimer, if you know, you should know by now that these social media apps are addictive and their algorithms are designed to keep you on the app as long as possible, so this is just a reminder to take a break and go read a book or go touch some grass. So you probably just listened to that ad or skipped over it, but if you're tired of ads, you can subscribe to this show for just 99 cents a month and get exclusive episodes that are ad-free. Consider subscribing, it helps me out a lot. So now I'm going to read a quick article from the Los Angeles Times about school suit claims social media companies are fueling a youth mental health crisis. Oceanside and Coronado Unified are joining a growing number of school districts nationwide in suing the country's largest social media companies, arguing that their content algorithms and platform designs are addicting to children and teens and have caused worsening anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts. The two San Diego County districts are among 16 districts that filed suit against more than a dozen social media companies Wednesday in San Francisco federal court. The defendants include the tech companies that run Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, WhatsApp, YouTube, and Google. The National City and Ramona districts also plaintiffs in the suit. The districts argue that those companies have fueled a youth mental health epidemic that predates COVID-19 by targeting minors and designing apps in a way that entices people to use them for long periods of time. Now, I would like to point out that as a company, you have to make money, and one of the biggest ways apps like YouTube, TikTok, Instagram make money is you see an ad every once in a while. Especially on YouTube, before you start a video or when you're scrolling in shorts, you see an ad. Now, YouTube, TikTok, all these different companies get paid when you see that ad. So you can imagine that they want you to stay on the app as long as possible because they'll get paid for it. Now, Meta has pointed out that they have, Meta, one of the nation's largest tech conglomerates, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, pointed to dozens of tools it has created to help teenagers and their families, including tools that verify users' age and limit sensitive content for youth, notifications encouraging teenagers to take breaks from Instagram from one topic. So this, I have Instagram, so I can talk about this a little bit. Instagram's tools to not have you on the app as long are really crappy. It's really not a tool to keep you off the app. The break reminders, you have to turn them on and it'll give you a notification hey, turn on break reminders. And even when you do, you can just click ignore and they kind of get annoying, especially when you're watching reels or whatever. And sometimes they make videos from Instagram creators hey, I know scrolling is fun, but you should go outside. It's really not that many tools. Also, I entered my birthday one day off and tried to change it so it's my actual birthday, and they wouldn't let me. Don't know why that happened, and now they want me to scan my ID, which is great. Although they do limit sensitive content, which I think is a good choice. And tools that allow parents to limit their kids' time on Instagram. This is another thing. If you're a kid that has Instagram, you have to add a supervisor, and you can remove the supervisor at any time, so also kind of a trashy feature. And warnings that display if somebody is preparing to post offensive content, an offensive comment. Just turn off comments at that point. Meta also says it bans content that promotes suicide, self-harm, or eating disorders, and displays resources when a user searches for posts or content related to those topics. We want to reassure every parent that we have that have their interests at heart in the work we're doing to provide teens with safe, supportive experiences online, end quote, said Meta Antigone Davis, head of safety at Meta. In a statement, "These are complex issues, but we will continue working with parents, experts, and regulators, such as the state attorneys general, to develop new tools, features, and policies to meet the needs of teens and their families," end quote. A Snap spokesperson said the company uses human moderation to review content on Snapchat before it can reach large audiences, and works with leading mental health organizations to offer in-app tools and resources for users. Yeah, so you will notice that a lot of these companies talk about, like, in-app resources and all of that stuff. Personally, I mean, I've never searched for a lot of these topics, which may be why I've never seen anything. But, like, Snapchat, I don't have Snapchat, but come on. Everyone knows that Snapchat is the place that teenagers and whatnot send inappropriate photos to each other, which, and any platform will have, like, posts with like 5 likes or whatever that are very inappropriate, especially YouTube shorts. Just don't go there. Do not go there if you're worried about seeing inappropriate content, because you'll really see like very weird videos with only like 5 likes. And I guess YouTube just relies on people reporting them. Yeah, anyways, "Nothing is more important to us than the well-being of our community," said the spokesperson. "We are consistently evaluating how we continue to make our platform safer, including through new education features and protections." I don't know. A lot of people do talk about, and I listened to this podcast, I think it was Today Explained. I'm not exactly sure, so don't quote me. But anyways, they were talking about how a lot of parents actually are joining in on lawsuits because their teens and kids have developed eating disorders and have become depressed. I think, unfortunately, one of the parents was saying that after her son died, the last thing on his phone, or on his deathbed or something crazy, like, he wanted to make an Instagram post. I'm not sure if that's true, don't quote me, but that is pretty crazy, and the addiction that people have to social media these days is crazy. So, now I'm going to move on to the addiction segment of this. If trigger warning, if, you know, this segment includes, like, addiction, all of that kind of stuff. So pretty much once you get social media, like an app like Instagram, you can say, "I won't be addicted to it," but you will be in a way you don't realize or not. Personally, I have notifications for Instagram turned off, so I don't get notified every time I get a like. But people get addicted to apps like Instagram because when you get a like, it triggers a dopamine release in your brain, and your brain is like, "Hey, that's good." So you get happy when you get a like. But even Instagram, like, some people have this thing, and I'm coming out about this too, that, like, every once in a while, I'll just check Instagram for, like, 10 minutes. And that's, like, fragmented attention, and apparently that is also really bad for your mental health. So I've been trying to not use Instagram as much, because also, who uses Instagram anymore? Seriously, TikTok is where everyone is. TikTok, onto TikTok. Probably the most addicting app ever. I only had it for a little bit. It is super addicting. Like, you will scroll for hours and not even realize it. On Instagram, you just get bored, and the same kind of the same thing, like an odd thing is I think YouTube's shorts algorithm is more addicting than Instagram's, which is odd, but TikTok is crazy. It is really, if you have TikTok, you should not. You could be doing way more productive things. Now, some people have TikTok and they like only use it a few times, which I guess is okay, but if you're a creator on these platforms, you know what it's like. And I guess previously I wanted Spotify to add a like-dislike thing, but I really don't anymore because that will just trigger the same kind of thing. And they already have video podcasts. Please do not let Spotify add like short clips or whatever. And social media addiction in general is really bad. It's really bad. It affects people's mental health and all of that stuff. Because it may even like hurt you physically. Like it may give you a headache and stop you from sleeping well, which is really not good. And like if you're like, oh, I'll do my homework in 10 minutes and then scroll on TikTok for 2 hours and it's like 12 o'clock at night, then now you have to go to bed and you didn't finish your homework. So overall, these apps 100% know what they're doing. They know how addicting they are. And they make money off of it, so they don't really care. I mean, if you made $100 for like every time someone saw you in person or something or had a conversation with you, then you'd want to be seeing people a lot. It's making money. Money, the world runs on money, unfortunately or fortunately. So the fact that all these apps kind of like take advantage of kids and teens is the really messed up part, because they know that their brains are still developing and are kind of vulnerable to, like, you know, it's easier to develop a habit if you're at a young age, and especially since your judgment is clouded, since your brain is still developing and all of that stuff. Reached the end of the episode, but wait, before you click off, I know this is the end, but I have some stuff to tell you. So I know I haven't posted in a while, and that's because I've just been working on some stuff. If you're subscribed to the show, then you will know that stuff, and it's gonna be pretty cool, so I'm super excited. And also, what's your opinion on this? Like, leave a comment down below if you're listening on Spotify. Tell me what you think about it. And also, it's really difficult to make debate episodes with one person. So if any of you would like to be in a debate episode, you can send Teen Debates a voice message and like send it with your email or something so I can contact you. And then maybe you'll be in the next episode. Okay, I will see you all in the next episode. Thanks for listening.